Elizabeth Lozano, co-host of the Holistic Success Show, and I want to thank you for tuning in to the Meditation for Health podcast. After listening, I invite you to download an episode of the Holistic Success Show, our free weekly web show dedicated to offering practical advice for more balanced living. And to stay abreast of our latest podcasts and webisodes, sign up for our free newsletter at www.theholisticsuccessshow.com. Now let's get started with this week's podcast with Dr. Puff.
Welcome to the weekly Meditation for Health podcast. I want to keep encouraging everyone to meditate twice a day, once in the morning when you first get up, and again in the evening just before you go to bed. It's a wonderful way to ensure that you're meditating every day and to deepen your meditation practice. If you've been meditating for a while, you probably have had some very mystical meditation experiences that are truly beyond description. So I keep encouraging everyone to meditate so that you too can be open to the full range of meditation. In this week's podcast, I want to talk about living a meditative life. Meditation is a wonderful experience, as I just said. But so often, so many people out there, once they stop meditating, their mind goes back to being busy, active, and not attentive. They leave the meditation state. And what I like to teach people is to truly keep yourself in that present awareness all day long. This is actually the premise of the seminars and retreats that Elizabeth and I give together on a regular basis so you can have a full day learning how to live a meditative life. If you want to learn more about our retreats, please go to www.holisticretreats.tv. That's holisticretreats.tv. In this podcast, I really want to explore living a meditative life instead of just meditating. What I mean is, people often who meditate live double lives. They have their meditation practice, and then they have their life. They have deep, wonderful, very present awareness experiences in meditation. And then the second they stop meditating, they let their thoughts, their feelings, their egoic mind take over and get back to living a very hectic, crazy life. You don't have to live this way. You can actually practice meditation throughout the day in a variety of ways. The key, the foundation of it all is, though, just be 100% present with whatever you're doing. If you're eating, just eat. If you're walking, just walk. If you're smelling a flower, just be 100% present with that flower. When you're listening to music, just be present with the music. When you're with a friend, just be with your friend. Give them your 100% attention without commentary. How most of us lead our lives, though, is all day long, throughout the day, our minds are jumping all over the place and we hear commentary. Good. Bad, like, don't like, want, don't want, good, bad, like, want, don't want. I could go on and on and on. It's that sense of, I don't like that. I don't like this experience. I want more of this. That person's nice. That person's not very nice. I wonder if someday I'll just on and on and on. And what it does, it distracts you from being present with what is. You miss out on so much of life. Because all day long, you're hearing commentary. It's like having a little person on your shoulders, whispering in your ear, I don't like that. Get more of that. Stay away from that. That person's fat. That person's stupid. You're stupid. You're fat. It goes on and on and on. And by the end of the day, we're exhausted. We have to sleep just to prepare ourselves for another day. For most people, the only time their mind gets a rest is at night when they go to sleep. Now for us meditators, we get the advantage of quieting our mind during the day when we are awake. That's the beauty of meditation. But what if you could keep that meditative state going throughout the day? It is possible. The key is to truly be present with one thing at a time without all the mental commentary. Of course, we need some mental commentary to help us decide what to do, how to make decisions, learning new things. But overall, mostly what we do can be done very spontaneously. In one of my books, I call it being in the zone, where you really learn to just trust and go with your natural instincts, and you find that when you do that, things flow very well. It's seen in sports. Once a person learns how to do something and they do it well, when they get their mind out of the game, they perform exceptionally well. It's the same way throughout your life and throughout your day. When you just trust and flow that what you're supposed to do, what you need to do, will come out of you. And when you need to make decisions, you can ponder them and think about them. But mostly, you just flow with life, being present with what is, and quiet the mind. Quiet in such a way that you're able to just flow with life, be with life, live life. Ultimately, just being. So what I'd like to do is give you a technique that can be really helpful to learn to be in the present moment throughout the day. This technique actually comes from your meditation practice. When you meditate, and let's say you're just focusing in on your breath, a breath meditation that I described in an earlier podcast, what you do is when your mind wanders, you just go back to your breath. And then when your mind wanders, you witness those thoughts, but you go back to your breath. So it's really witnessing the thoughts, not trying to push them away, not going with them, but just gently noticing them and then going back to your breath. Okay, now let's say you're talking with someone and they say something and your mind wanders. You don't try to suppress it. You don't go with it. You just get back to being with them and witness those thoughts, but go back to being with them. Or, for example, let's say you're just watching the sunset and your mind starts thinking about something else. You witness that thought, but then you get back to watching the sunset, being one with the sunset. Another example would be, you're going for a walk, and you're just enjoying the beauty all around you, soaking in the various sights, and just being with things around you, hearing the birds, listening to the wind, noticing the beautiful flowers, the being present with what is. But again, a thought arises, a thought about it being hot, a thought about what you have to do tomorrow, a concern you have for the future. When those thoughts arise, witness them, and then get back to walking. They'll come back again, but then just witness them. Don't try to suppress them. Don't go with them. Just witness them and get back to just being present with what is. And what is right now is you're walking. So as you can see, this can be applied throughout the day. It's just being focused, being attentive to what is, and letting your mind be still, trusting that your natural instincts will kick in when they need to. When you're driving, how much do you have to think about driving when you're driving? You just know how to drive. You don't have to think, put on the brake. You don't have to think, turn left. You know what to do. You can get in almost automatic mode. And it's that way throughout your day. Just be present with what is. Enjoy the day. Allow the mind to be still so that you can have a much more meditative life. And when you apply this, when you practice this, I believe what you'll find is that your life will greatly improve. You'll find yourself happier, more at peace, more relaxed, less stressed, because you're just flowing with life. I'll be talking more about this in future podcasts, but try to begin to apply the principles of living a meditative life and see your life improve in very beautiful ways. Peace.
Thanks again for tuning in. If you'd like to share our thoughts on successful living with your company or organization, Dr. Puff and I are available for speaking engagements. Please visit our website at www.theholisticsuccessshow.com for more information. Peace.